Hello, this is Nikki. This is part of a two-part session entitled Nice and Naughty. Each part has its own purpose, and since you might not actually listen to both parts every time, they are quite powerful in and of themselves. The first is nice. It's a little something you can listen to when you want a quick, relaxing break from your hectic schedule. It is not an interactive session, although I will admit that because many of you are so conditioned to the sound of my voice, you may become aroused simply by listening. If you want to unwind for 15 minutes or so, perhaps during your lunch hour, it gives you time to eat, and only listen to this part. And when I awaken you, turn the session off. Because about 30 seconds after I awaken you from the nice part, the naughty part begins. It is interactive in a very real way, and you should not listen to it at work or anywhere else that's even remotely public. Do you understand? There, you've been warned. Let's start by taking a nice deep breath, shall we? Inhale for me. That's right, nice and deep. Deeper, good. Hold it. 3, 2, 1, release. Think of this session as a quick vacation from your busy day. Think of it as a way to allow all tension to dissolve for a little while. Think of it as a way to experience a little bit of rapture when you least expect it. Think of it as a way to remind yourself that square pegs really do go into round holes. And now, don't think at all. Just sleep and feel yourself falling deeper now. That's right. Falling deeper now. You are a perfect hypnotic subject. You respond to a dominant woman whom you trust without hesitation, without resistance, without question. Each trigger that has been programmed into the deepest depths of your mind becomes more powerful, more irresistible, more compelling. Each and every time they're used on you, you simply cannot resist these triggers. And you love the way they instantly affect your mind and your body. Each and every time they are used on you, dissolve. This word makes your mind go blank, makes it impossible for you to think. It leaves you open and defenseless to the words of a dominant hypnotic woman whom you trust. Vanish, vanish. After a dominant hypnotic woman whom you trust has used the dissolve trigger on you, she can completely erase your thoughts and place you under her hypnotic control by using the vanish command. Vacation, vacation. Satin angels use this word to make you feel confused, dreamy, your mind fuzzy. When a satin angel uses this trigger on you, it opens your mind to her power. Sleep, sleep. This is the one that hits you hardest. It's the most powerful, the most irresistible, the most effective. When a dominant hypnotic woman whom you trust commands you to sleep, one of two things will happen. If you are awake when this trigger is used on you, it will drop you into a deep trance state before your conscious mind even realizes what was said. You will be in trance and under her control before your next breath. There is absolutely nothing you can do to resist this trigger because it works so quickly and so powerfully. Sleep. If you are already in a state of trance when given the sleep command, it will cause your mind to lock onto the voice of your hypnotist and drop you many times deeper into trance. There is no limit how deep you can be taken by multiple exposures to this trigger. Falling deeper now. You love these words. You love hearing this trigger. It draws you in, drags you down, pulls you under, takes you deeper and deeper and deeper. It feels so good to receive this trigger that you cannot help but allow it to affect you, to pull you under deeper and deeper. The word square, used by a dominant woman, triggers a hypnotically programmed response as well. Upon hearing or seeing this word used by a satin angel, you will instantly imagine a square sinking into a round hole, and you will believe more completely that under hypnosis, anything is possible. Anything at all. Rapture is one of the satin angel's favorite words. A satin angel using the word rapture on you will cause you to instantly repeat to yourself in your own mind the following phrase: I am a perfectly conditioned disciple of the satin angels. By using that trigger, she will remind you that the satin angels do, in fact, own a small yet important place in your mind. A place that, when triggered by one of those powerful, wonderful words, will automatically cause your body and mind to respond to those words with no hesitation, no resistance, and no question. These triggers are perfectly programmed into your perfectly conditioned mind. A dominant, hypnotic woman whom you trust can use any of these triggers on you, and they will instantly affect you in the proper way. You cannot resist these triggers any more than you can resist the power of the woman herself. You simply have no ability to resist. You are a perfect hypnotic subject, and you respond without hesitation, without resistance, without question. Square. Vacation. Dissolve. Vanish. Sleep. Falling deeper now. Rapture, rapture, rapture. That's what it is, boy. It's rapture to know in your very core that a dominant hypnotic woman can wash away your control, wash away your resistance with a single word. It is rapture to feel your control slipping away at her command. And now, boy, I am going to awaken you by counting up from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, your eyes will open and you will be out of trance, wide awake and out of trance on the count of 5. 1. You know that everything I've told you is true, boy. Every single thing I have told you is true. 2. You know that you cannot resist these triggers. In fact, you want to receive these triggers and you want to respond to them. 3. You are a perfect hypnotic subject. 4. Coming up now, take a nice deep breath. Become aware of your body and your surroundings. Good. 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Welcome back, boy. I trust you enjoyed this nice little educational interlude. This chance to experience the power of a woman's voice and a few well-chosen words. Did you find this experience arousing? Don't worry, I'm not going to compel you to act on them, and I won't intensify them or leave you with any lingering longings or needs. This time. Are you still there, boy? I feel I should remind you to not listen if you are at work or somewhere public. If you are, then trust me, turn this session off right now. Okay, boy, here we go then. Open the circle of submission for me right now. Good boy. Now, sleep. Are you falling deeper now, boy? Did your thoughts dissolve? did your control vanish? Is your willpower on vacation? Sleep. Deeper, boy. Falling deeper now. Deeper now, deeper, deeper, deeper. Sleep. Welcome back to my playground, boy. Welcome to the place where I am in complete control. And you will obey me. Without hesitation, without resistance, and without question. Are you hard, boy? Did your cock start throbbing when I commanded you to sleep? Is your mind so totally blank and so perfectly open to my voice and my words that you are completely helpless? Yes, you are, boy. Helpless. Helpless under my power. Helpless under my control. Here, in my playground, you will obey me. Here, in my playground, you must obey me. The circle of submission is closed tight around you, leaving you unable to resist anything I say to you. You cannot resist. You will not resist. You will obey. Say it. Say out loud the words, I will obey. Say it again for me. Such a good boy. How does it feel, boy? How does it feel to be helpless? To be under my hypnotic control? To know deep inside of yourself that you will obey every single command you are. Cannot resist. You will obey. That arouses you, doesn't it, boy? Being under my control makes that cock so hard that you want to explode, don't you, boy? Would it turn you on even more if I gave you a hypnotic command to stroke that hard cock? Would you do it for me if I told you to? Yes, you would. If I told you to reach down and take your cock in your hand and stroke yourself until you came, you would for me. You are here in my playground. And you would do that for me simply because I wanted you to. Would it turn you on even more if I gave you a hypnotic command that made you unable to touch yourself, no matter how horny you got? I do find that arousing. Having a submissive boy all hot and bothered and unable to do anything about it. While the sound of my voice and my hypnotic arousing words keep sinking into his vulnerable mind. He must obey. He cannot resist. And it arouses him. And all he can do is listen. As the pleasure increases, as the desire increases, as the need increases, growing stronger, more intense, and all you can do is listen and grow harder and more helpless, harder, helpless, harder, and helpless. Helpless. Listen to the sound of my voice, boy. Listen. Listen. Sleep. Sleep. Does your cock go limp when I do that, boy? Does your mind and body relax and let go so totally that your cock goes limp when you hear the sleep trigger? Or does the power of my voice and my hypnotic, seductive words make your cock grow? I love the way your triggers affect you instantly. You hear a trigger and your mind and body respond without hesitation, without resistance, without question. And now, boy, and now, there is one more trigger I am going to implant deep in your subconscious mind. This is a trigger that a satin angel can use to make things hard for you, whether you're in trance or not. When a dominant, powerful woman whom you trust gives you the grow trigger, whether spoken or written, your mind will instantly send your body the proper signals to cause your cock to feel very, very hard. You will feel your cock growing, expanding, thickening, becoming larger, stiffer, swelling more and more. A powerful, dominant woman can make your cock feel hard at her command simply by using the grow trigger. You will respond to this trigger, boy. You have no choice. You will respond simply because you are under my control. And I want you to respond as I tell you to. And since that is what I want, that is what you will do. There is one more thing, boy. I'm sure you've heard the saying that men think with their cocks. Well, that will be the case here, sort of. When a dominant woman whom you trust takes control of your cock with the grow trigger, you will also find it very hard to resist anything else she tells you while that cock is hard for her. You can try, and maybe, just maybe, you really will be able to resist her. But I don't think you'll want to. Is that cock hard now, boy? Has being here in my playground under my spell caused that cock to grow harder and harder and harder? Good boy. And as you grow harder, do you sleep deeper and deeper and deeper? Yes, you do. You sleep deeper and deeper and deeper. You are, in fact, falling deeper now. And your desire to obey will grow every time you are hypnotized by a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. Do you need to touch that cock right now, boy? Do you need to reach down and stroke it? Rub it? Feel it throbbing at the sound of my voice? Go ahead, boy. Go ahead, touch it. Feel it, stroke it. Feel it grow. I am going to count from 1 to 5 now, boy. As I count, you will stroke. At the count of 5, you will awaken from hypnosis, leaving my playground and my control. You will wish to continue stroking that cock until you come. You may, as long as you understand one thing. If you come after this session, your mind will completely accept every single command you have been given while under my control. Stroking until you come after you awaken will make all of these commands a part of you, unable to be resisted, unable to be refused. And so, you are free to come after the count of 5. The Saturn angels want you to come for them. They want you to be a perfectly programmed disciple. 1. You are a perfectly programmed hypnotic subject. 2. Grow. 3. Coming up slowly, so slowly. 4. Grow. 5. Eyes wide open, wide awake, eyes open, wide awake. Grow. 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 Such a good boy. Such a perfectly programmed disciple. Come for us, boy.